power play specialist, maybe? I mean,
what practice, yeah, maybe. We got to get the power play first in the game. So that was good to kind of start to figure out where to be a little bit, just getting some reps in terms of, I mean, the last 4 or 5 years, I haven't really had opportunities to you know, work on it, you know, in practice at all. So now it's been nice to get a couple of practices in where, you know, I'm starting to figure out, you know, what to look for and where to be, and you know, give both Scheif and Casey and JMO options when they need me, and you know, just trying to hound the puck, and puck recovery is probably the biggest thing. And then on top of that, you know, just be in the right spot and, you know, be heavy and strong on my stick when the puck comes to me, because there's a lot of sticks and that are going to be kind of around me. I just got to make sure that I'm, you know, being strong on and bear down.
Is it just subtle moves that you have to make in that slot spot?
Yeah, it's just like knowing what to look for, knowing when, you know, where the strong side D stick is, how high he is, where the, you know, the strong side forward is, if the weak side forward is coming on me or not. There's a lot of little nuances that the more reps I get in practice, the better I feel. And obviously today kind of worked out where I was just finding the right spots, and you know, guys were making great plays to me.
Did you play that all in college?
I was in KC spot. I was on the half wall in college. Kind of intermixed a little bit, but we ran a kind of a different system, but yeah, that's where I was mostly in college. I was kind of a shooter from there more so than anything.
It's another part of your game just that we're learning about, right?
Just trying to grow my – I mean, I think I've said that since day one, just trying to continue to grow, you know, grow my game and grow my role. So I feel like, you know, my skill set is definitely a lot better than it was 4 or 5 years ago, and I just, you know, just trying to keep improving in that. So, you know, hopefully I can find a way to, you know, make this a permanent part of, you know, my role here.
It's a lot of hockey for this team on the road. When you take a look what you've been through, what you're going up against now for a little bit, you've had different styles of games.
Yeah.
Is that good this early in the year?
I think, I mean, getting on the road, it kind of stinks that we're getting rid of all the warm weather places so early, though. You know, like, we're already – Florida's already gone. Cali trip, well, there's only one more to go. So I feel like December and January are going to be pretty cold for us. But, it's good. It's good to get on the road, get to get some, you know, playing against some different competition, so we know what to expect. Especially, you know, we got into a few Central Division games, which are really important just for how we knowing how to play against those teams. And you know, been through, you know, a little bit of adversity with injuries and, you know, having a lot of comebacks, so that can kind of build your room a little bit. So hopefully that, you know, continues going forward here, where we, you know, feel like we're, you know, never out of a game and we're a pretty tight bunch in here. So hopefully that continues.
Just one more on that, though, but just kind of the style of game, whether it was the San Jose game that Helly steals or the Anaheim game you guys lose, no, it doesn't look like it's affected the way you guys play.
Well, like, hopefully it shouldn't. Yeah, we've been pretty even keel. I feel like it's gotten better, you know, since the first probably 8 games. I feel like we've been more consistent since then. But with that said, I mean, we got to keep getting better. I feel like the last, you know, 6 or 7, easy to say because we've won games, but, you know, we got to continue to get better. And I feel like we're getting, you know, more consistent. We're doing the right things. We're building, but we still got to continue to get better because, you know, there's a few of these games where they haven't felt exactly like, you know, NHL wins. You know, if we, you know, come out of the game, say, if we play like that every night, we're probably not going to win as many as we lose. So, obviously, Helly's been fantastic, and we're going to need him to continue to be good. But, like I said, the last 6 or 7 games have been a lot better in front of him. So, hopefully, we can continue that on and start to, you know, pile up some points here.
Tampa scored the other day is one thing, but kind of what have you seen from them this season?
Yeah. Well, Troops was out early in the game, so that's probably a part of it. they're dangerous offensively with lines 1 through 4 they can produce. So we're gonna have to play a full 60 minutes, because if we let off the gas at all, they're gonna be especially in this building, they're gonna be coming down our throats and, you know, putting a lot of pressure on. So it's going to be really important for us to get a good start tomorrow, and then, you know, not let off that gas pedal, because as soon as we do, they can take advantage of it.